That was the closet.
Is there any difference to you between a chest of drawers and a dresser?
It most certainly is. A chest of drawer has long drawers to it. Mm-hmm. And they are deeper. But a dresser has short drawers. Some of them does. Have short, these modern dresses have short drawers. But when I came along, it wasn't too much different. Because the dressers had these big, wide, flat tops and long drawers.
So you can almost use either word for it now.
Right.
Okay. And where you sleep, you call that the?
Bedroom.
Okay. Let's see. And all things like chairs and sofas and your stereo and bookcases, all the word for all those things together, they're called? Just like one word that you could describe chairs and sofas and your stereo and all the furnishings in your home, you call everything. Like, this stuff is new, we don't need to get some more.
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hey, and what you've got hanging in the window to keep the lights out, you call those?
Drapes.
Drapes, okay. And the kind that are on a roll, and you pull them down at night,
you would call that a window shade.
Okay. And the kind that have little flat slats and they kind of fit like this on each other?
Mm-hmm. You would call that a Venetian blind.
Okay. Okay, we talked about closets. Let's see. What you call the chiffonier? Would that be like a wardrobe?
Yeah,
that's the same thing?
Same thing.
And they're different from
chestnut drawers. Mm-hmm. They are different because they have one side, it's taller than a chestnut drawer. And it has a mirror on one side. Mm. And one side has short drawers and the other side has a, made like a closet, you hang your clothes in one side of that.
In some houses, I don't know if your house has or not, but in the upstairs, there's a small room. Usually you store things up there that you don't use all of the time. Mm-hmm. You call that?
The attic.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And the room where you do your cooking and prepare your meals is the
kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Some houses have a little room that's off from the kitchen where you keep your canned goods and extra dishes and things. Do you have a word for that room?
Now I have a little place where I keep most of my canned goods. I call it a pantry.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a bunch of things that if you had a bunch of things that especially when your children were small, like broken toys and clothes they'd outgrown and old magazines, you say we just have a whole pile of
junk
here. And if you had a special room or a corner in a room where you kept it, you say, well, that toy's broken, Junior. You can go put it in the
smokehouse.
You can't do stuff in the smokehouse. Okay.
You put it out in the garage. No, it wasn't no such thing as a garage then. You could put it in the playroom, smokehouse, utility room.
Tilt around. Okay.
That page.
Okay. And when you get up in the morning and, oh, say someone's left a newspaper leg and someone hadn't put a dish in the sink and you're going to fluff the pillows, you might just say, well, I'm just going to go around the living room and
pick up.
Okay. And if you ask me to sweep your porch, that we need to sweep.